You're listening to a podcast from the Today programme on BBC Radio 4.
A British woman born in Bradford has died in Pakistan. Her husband says she was murdered by relatives, a so-called honour killing, because she married against her parents' wishes. Well, now police there have appointed a senior officer to investigate her death. But her death raises questions in this country, of course, as well. I'm joined on the line by Baroness Vassey, who is herself a Yorkshire politician. She's former chairman of the Conservative Party, Communities Minister. And you've campaigned against honour killings for a long time, Lady Vassey. Presumably you will be at least pleased that the police in Pakistan are now taking this seriously.
Good morning, John. Yes, I am pleased that this matter is being taken seriously. All credit really to Labour Member of Parliament for Bradford West, Naz Shah, who has raised this and raised the profile of this case and has not been prepared to let it to be another woman who's lost her life.
Because there are honour killings. It's such a horrible phrase and it's pity we can't get rid of it. But it happens in Pakistan it happens all the time. Is that true?
It does, and only recently there was a report which said that there had been 11,000 so-called honour crimes over the last 5 years in the United Kingdom. I think it's important to place it in perspective in terms of domestic violence generally. I mean, if you look at the Crime Survey of England and Wales, which does define domestic violence quite broadly, that shows that there are about 1.3 million female victims of domestic violence every year. So of that, if you look at the crimes, so-called honour crimes, they are a small percentage of that. But they are important because I prefer to refer to them as crimes of control. These are crimes to control women, and they are used against women who usually exercise choice in their own lives.
But one assumes that the word honour isn't used in any legal context at all, is it, in this country? I mean, we simply wouldn't acknowledge that. I mean, they are crimes, full stop. Murder.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are, and some of them are abuse, controlling behaviour, coercive behaviour, and some of them tragically result in murder. But I think to define the whole kind of plethora of crimes in this area, from forced marriage to FGM to abuse to control to murder, this phrase honour-based violence is a term that's now used not just in the UK but actually internationally. But they ultimately...
Are you happy with that, honour-based violence? Are you happy with that phrase?
I think, you know, politicians, just like policymakers and others and in the media, we all become lazy because we try and find shortcut words to describe a broad issue. For me, I prefer to use the word, they're crimes to control. Because, you know, whether it is just controlling behaviour in the home or abusive behaviour or forcing somebody to marry somebody against their will or indeed killing somebody because they're thought to have brought shame upon the family, these are all crimes to control, mainly control women.
It is this bizarre notion that men have the honour and women have the shame. That's what's got to be dealt with, isn't it?
It is. I mean, it's a phrase that I've used often. You know, I've said, why do men bask in honour and women carry the burden of shame? And we need to reverse that. Sadly, you know, look, misogyny is there throughout the world. We're in the middle of a presidential election. We have a man standing to be president of the United States who dehumanizes women and makes a value of misogyny.
On the other hand, we may well have the first female president of the United States.
And that's what I hope will happen, because until we start to see more and more women in leadership positions, which is why it's fantastic that we now have a female prime minister of this country, until we start to see women taking high-profile positions, until we start to see women, for example, from the Asian community becoming member of parliament in a constituency like Bradford West, we're not going to have the voices who are prepared to say, we're not going to let this just slip away. We will raise the profile of this, and we will make sure this is brought to the attention of the world.
Can we confidently say that second-generation Pakistanis, for instance, in this country, do not take the same view as those who were born in other countries and moved here?
I don't think it's just an Asian issue.
No, but it is broadly, it is most mostly an Asian issue, isn't it?
Well, no, we've seen Iraqi women who've been the victim of honour-based violence. We've seen Sikh women who've been victims of honour-based violence. We've seen women from Africa. If you look at sexual violence against women...
I'm asking is whether the second generation is different from the first generation. That's what I'm saying.
I think attitude towards women, full stop, need to change. I mean, whether we see it in terms of reality TV, video games, pornography, the way in which women are objectified, we see in gang culture, in all communities. I think it's time for us to say we will not tolerate violence against women, whether that's the 1.3 million women in the UK who face domestic violence, whether it's the 11,000 victims over the last 5 years who faced honour-based violence in the UK, whether it's girls like Samia Shahid who go to Pakistan and are killed, allegedly, simply because of making a choice about her future. I think it's time to have a very high profile, and to say this will not be tolerated.
Right.
We keep coming back to this, but more needs to be done.
Lady Varsi, many thanks.
You can listen to more free content from the Today programme by going to www.bbc.co.uk/today.